You're listening to thinkbigradio.com. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Hey, 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 welcome to ThinkBigRadio.com. It is me, Miss Rain, doing the thing. Today, I'm really excited because y'all thought y'all missed me. I know you missed me, but wait a minute. Not only did you miss me, but I brought another person back. We got DJ Teresa on the phone. Hey, DJ Teresa, baby.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, and I just want to give you guys a big thank you for inviting me back for another interview. I'm real excited to share a lot of information and some of my experiences in the last year since I talked to you last. So,
We are looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it because you're doing big things, baby, big things. International DJ. Kill it, girl. Kill it.
I'm certainly trying.
Well, you know what? We're going to jump into this thing right here. So let's get started. Tell me a little bit about yourself, like where you grew up, if you're from a large or small family, how you got started. You know, give us the 411.
I have a small family. I have one sibling younger than me. We're not really very close. And other people have sort of passed on in my family. So pretty much I'm kind of a lone soldier in the world right now by myself. As far as music goes, I was always musically inclined. I leaned toward music very early on in high school. I was first chair, jazz band, concert band, marching band, section leader, and I played alto saxophone. I did well enough to earn a scholarship to college, but I never pursued music as a career. Even though in high school and as a child I was encouraged to pursue music, when I became a young adult, all of that encouragement stopped. People started telling me, well, now it's time for you to give up your childish dreams and go get a job. You know, this isn't a job, this isn't a career, this is a hobby, understand the difference. And I let people deter me from what is truly my purpose on the planet. And I wish it didn't take me 15 years to figure it out.
You know, it's terrible when people try to deter you from your calling. So, you know, you get a small family, that's great, but you still were able to do some of the things that you wanted to do. So when you first believed that you could accomplish a part of your life mission, what factors came into play with that? I mean, even though people were telling you you couldn't do it, what was so strong in you that made you realize that you could do it?
I read a book called Finding Your Own North Star. I had come out of relationships and, you know, with people that had really tried to guide what I should do with my life rather than encourage what I wanted to do with my life. And I thought, you know, I need to decide what is it that I really want. And I sat down and I got really, truly, completely honest with myself. And when I could admit to myself, this is what I want, even if it means I live a poor lifetime with no future and no security, I'd rather go for my dream and know I tried it than to waste every day of my life pining away because I never had the courage to, you know, go after my dreams. So I think that getting to know myself and really making that internal commitment to just really, really, really go for it. And I can't explain to you in music how powerful that statement is. When they say in music, really, really, really go for it, they mean it. It usually is a completely all-encompassing endeavor if you really do it and mean it.
That's true. I pulled up that book. You know, this is what I love about technology. You can say it and I can find it. That book is by Martha Beck. You can find it on Amazon.com. It looks like it's a great read. I'm definitely going to have to put that on my books to read, Finding Your Own North Star, Claiming the Life You Were Meant to Live. Baby, I see that you claim the life you were meant to live.
Well, again, and it took a lot. And one of the things that you sort of do in exercises in that book is, you know, all of us are sort of shaped and influenced by the people and the opinions around us. And when we sit and
right.
we think about what we want, 9 times out of 10, the little voice in the back of your head that's telling you what you want is repeating what they told you. And then when you sit down and you try to figure out who the they are that always guide your decisions and your choices, if you figure out who all those people are and start listing them, well, there's generally not a lot of people. Generally, it's only 3, 4, 5 people around you in your life. And when you start really examining who exactly they are, they're not people that you trust the life choices of and respect. And so certainly, why should you trust their advice and what you make in your own decision? And
right.
it's a scary place to embark out there and just go strictly on your own faith. But it feels
right.
amazing. It feels amazing. When you truly find purpose and you have the courage to live it, there's no sense of completion like it. No love relationship, no romantic relationship. For me, so far in my life, not even a spiritual relationship has touched it. And it is absolutely amazing. When I get out in the world and I travel around and I see the eyes of people light up and tears come to their face and they tell me that, and somehow, in some way, I've had some magic inspiration on them. It just moves me. It really melts my heart. I feel more love in those moments during those statements than I have any other time in my life.
That is great to know. Okay, let's talk about this. I'm listening to you, and I'm hearing this passion in your voice. How did you turn your passion into a workable business, and did you partner with anyone to make it happen?
Well, turning it into a business was sort of a slow process. I developed myself as an artist, as a DJ and an artist first. And in the last 2 years, I've expanded out into doing my own events during large, high-profile music conferences and starting my own record label. As far as partnering with anyone, no. But that's not entirely true, although I may not have taken on partners in the aspect that most people consider a business partner. In the music business, everything that has power and everything that has value is your connections. And you have to make those connections and work very diligently to constantly strengthen them and constantly look after them. And building those connections and those ties and those relationships does take a very long time. And it's something that you have to be, I don't know if calculated is the right word about it, but at least, you know, methodical about it. You have to be methodical about constantly following up on your connections and really encouraging and building the ones that are going to take you where you need to go. And how that works, too, is connections aren't just one way. If you're going to make that much effort to develop a business relationship, you must have something to bring to the table. If
right.
you want to have something long-term that's productive for both people, you have to have something productive to bring to the table, too. One of the most frustrating things along the way is, you know, particularly in music, it tends to attract a lot of me kind of people. And that's like, hey, give me a gig. Hey, give me a booking. Hey, you know, sign my record. But they're not bringing anything to the table. They're not bringing any connections. They're not bringing any opportunities. They're not bringing any business to the table. So why am I inclined to do business with you? So when you start noticing and learning that aspect of the entertainment industry, it starts to work a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. Great. When you decided to start your business, it seemed like your label and DJing, what was one of your biggest challenges? I mean, what was one of the things that you had to go and get some dynamite to get out of your way?
Gender roles.
Gender roles. Talk about it, girl.
I see one of the largest challenges is the gender problem. For example, I have people, you know, of the DJ, professional DJ, club nightlife industry, women, professional women that are consistently out there, especially ones that produce and put out music on record labels. I mean, seriously, we're like 5% of the population in the DJ world. So extremely small commodity. Guys, the men in the business, have a preconceived notion that you get breaks that they don't get. Because they think you get breaks that they don't get, they're less inclined to give you an extra one. or go an extra mile for you, or give you the break that they'll give their same buddy, or even more so than that, and this is where odd things come into play that is very specifically gender, is I, because 95% of my peers are men, I'm typically working with men, and people can start to gossip and assume that there are relationships that go beyond anything but professional, and it can really muddy up the water and make things more difficult than they should be. I would not have either of those problems if I were a man instead of a woman. But I'd be honest with you, I still wouldn't trade it.
Wow. So even though you're not getting any extra breaks, some of the guys swear up and down you're getting extra breaks.
Mm-hmm. They're convinced of it. It is. Well, and there's, you know, there's always seedy people in every part of the business. And a few years ago, there was a whole sect of girls that came out of Russia, and, you know, they immediately went the stripper route mentality, and it really sort of damaged the credibility and reputation of women in our industry because they were immediately considered to not be respectable. I was like, oh, it's just a naked girl playing music, you know. And it's really kind of hard to break away from that. And you find promoters that will actually really gear towards that. And I just make it a point not to work with those kind of people. It's not the type of attitude I want to perpetuate. It's not the type of business model I want to help. And so I tend to shy away from the type of promoters that, you know, go the exploitation rather than the exposure route with people. But, you know, again, I still don't think I would trade it for anything.
So, now, and knowing that you have these, this being a woman and being in a male-dominated profession, what are some things that you would pass on to other young girls that are looking to do the same thing?
Don't get a boyfriend.
No. Did you say don't get a boyfriend?
Boyfriends and girlfriends are the death of a DJ, man. I swear to God. I'm joking a little bit, but I'm being slightly serious there. I run across a lot of women that seem to have some passion and seem to have some raw innate talent and skill. And, you know, the minute they get wrapped up in a relationship or a boyfriend or anything like that, you know, they lose their interest and they stop practicing. It's no longer their focus. And I granted, I guess in some, you know, obviously a different world than I live in, you know, we're supposed to get married and procreate and have families and all this other stuff, but that's not the route I'm made for, and it doesn't work for me, and I don't know how to give advice to people on how that balances, because I haven't exactly come across anybody yet that has figured out how to make that balance perfectly. It takes a very, very, very special person to get that kind of support in a relationship when you're in this kind of a limelight.
Okay.
But I do think that the women should go for it. I mean, if you want it and you want your dream, if you want it, we are in a rare moment in time where the world is your oyster. If you want it and you step up and go get it, you can have it. The business models have changed musically, allowing new entry into the marketplace with musicians and artists that never would have been signed to major labels in the past under the previous business model. So you have a more of a level playing field where people that really, really, really want it can go get it. And there's nothing to hold you back, even though it's a male-dominated world, even though we are going to be discriminated against because we have some boobies. it's not worth giving up a dream for it. Go for it anyway. Go for it anyway, because when you achieve a goal like that, especially if the challenge was really difficult, the payoff is so much greater.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Yeah, I mean, and I know a lot of women have to deal with, you know, the professions that they're in and then relationships and things of that nature. So, you know, a lot of sisters, I'm pretty sure, are out there shaking their head like, amen, sister, preach on. But you do have to go for it. If it's your dream, no, nothing should stop you from doing that. Okay, let's keep on going. Girl, you just flow it. Ooh, look at you. Now, what would you say the time frame of a big idea to its completion would normally take? Like, when you're thinking of something new for your either for the label or for your DJ show, how long do you it goes from the thought in your head to fruition?
It really depends. I have moments of profound inspiration where magic just happens, like things that would normally take me 2 months get done in 2 days. The last couple of tracks I released, I produced in the same day. Like, I literally produced the entire track complete in one day because I was just on such a roll and somehow it fell together. Now, as far as more of a concise business plan, I'm a planner. I like to sit down and look ahead and create forecasts, and I have a calendar and I have a schedule, and we break it down into smaller components and I, you know, accomplish each little bit at a time. It can be very overwhelming if you look at only the big picture, so you have to sometimes kind of break it down into smaller segments. Now, I've had my first project, my first track I ever wrote took like 7 months to complete because I was doing a collaboration with someone else. That's where the problem with completion comes into play. It's who are your partners and who are your peers that you're working with. In the music business, you end up counting on a lot of other people. We send out music for remix packages. We have people sending our things in to sign it. And, you know, there's contracts and there's paperwork. And I'm sure it's no surprise to you that, you know, artists and creative people probably aren't exactly, you know, diligent about finer detail. They have a little bit of a hard time.
I know. I need a Fiskit and a Carton.
Exactly. You know, they have a little trouble hitting deadlines. They become overwhelmed with the details for administrative stuff. So when I have to count on other people, that kind of holds up the wheel a little bit of progress. But right now I'm keeping a monthly production schedule and release schedule with the label. I'm putting out 2 releases a month on the label, and I work on each project. I work anywhere from 2 to 4 months out, working with different remix artists that are, you know, finishing projects and sending it in, and then you have to get it all in. We have to go to mastering. We have to make sure contracts are tight, and the administrative end becomes very, very tedious, but I'd say all in all, in a quick release, I can put something out in 2 weeks, but the average flow would probably be about a 2-month cycle for all of it, and the trick is you have to keep that pipeline full.
Great. Let's take a commercial break. You're listening to Think Big Radio, where big thinkers come to think and learn. All right. Well, that's teach and learn. Well, we think too. Now you're doing your thing. You're a woman. You're a DJ. You're international. You're doing your record label. What would you tell someone that's interested in going into a business?
Going into this business? If they want to get into this business, first thing, go to Winter Music Conference. And that is going to take us to a big topic that I really want to discuss today.
Yes, are you looking at my paper? Are you looking at my T-sheet, girl?
You know it. Winter Music Conference is incredibly powerful, and it starts with networking. The trick is you just absolutely must get out to different events and find the other people that are doing what you're doing in your area, and you pair up with them. You support what they're doing, and they support what you're doing. And that's one of the larger things with it. Winter Music Conference is perfect because it's a big open format where you meet literally thousands of people that are as passionate and dedicated to this industry as you are. And that's been the absolute most powerful tool of anything I've done yet.
Okay, let's just flow into the Winter Music Conference. Tell us what it's about, how it got started, what your role is in it, how others can get involved.
All right. Well, Winter Music Conference has been around for 25 years. It is a global gathering of everyone in the electronic and dance music industry. You have record labels, DJs, promoters, media outlets, just everything that you could conceivably imagine connected to dance music and the dance music industry from around the world is centered around Winter Music Conference. And I'd say several hundred thousand people come from 192 different countries, and the entire week-long of events is nothing but networking. And, I mean, you network everywhere. Everywhere is a networking opportunity. In the elevator, in the hallway, waiting for a cab, you're networking. You better have business cards on you, and you better be whipping them out. And
right.
I started going to Winter Music Conference in 2004. First couple times I went was more as just a fan because I didn't even start DJing until 2006. So I got a good view of it, and I was immediately in love with it. And I knew after I went and I experienced what happens at Winter Music Conference, this is what I want to be when I grow up, no doubt. And so then I became serious about it. I bought the badge. I attended all the breakout sessions. I went to the demo listening workshop. I submitted my own works to their demo listening workshop. I went to every panel. I traded business cards with everyone I met, and I stayed in touch with those people. And those things have paid off for me like you could just not possibly imagine. One, the very first person I met, the very first time I got the badge and went to the classes for real, a gentleman walks up to me and goes, "Hi, I'm DJ Sal from Luxembourg." And I'm like, "Hi, I'm Tina Teresa from Tampa." And this day, we still work together. We work together
Wow.
now. He's done remixes for me. People that remix for him do remixes for me. So I work with people that work with him. I work with him. I've done two parties with him for 2 years in a row at WMC, and he's just been someone fantastic to have as a friend and a mentor and a good connection in the business. So those are the kind of connections that happen down there if you go and you're serious. And
right.
The biggest confusion, I think, for a lot of people is being able to separate the party from the business end of it. Everybody wants to go have a good time at the party, but if you really want to get into the business end of things, you have to separate yourself from them. And you can't go in and do a good job, and you're not going to be respected if you don't go in and stay sober and be serious and treat it like a job. And that's another impact that happened at Winter Music Conference. It's really hard not to get caught up in all the party and fun that's going on around you and still be, you know, focused on, okay, yes, I'm working. But it's truly worth it, and you learn so much in the experience. The classes are excellent, but by far and large, it's the connections that you make. If you're tight, if you have a good business card, if you have a good website, if you speak well and you follow up with people, they look for that in this business because so many people lack it.
Mm-hmm. So where is the conference going to be located?
They do it every year in Miami Beach, Florida. It's usually the third week of March, but they sometimes move it around during the month of March. I don't believe they've actually announced the dates for this year yet or not. I could check real quick. So this last year, what I did was I put together two branded concepts, and I did my own event. One was called Ibiza Beach, and the other one was called EC times EU equals House, which is a coalition of East Coast United States DJs and Europe DJs. And we all do house, and we get together once a year in Miami and do this party. And this March will be third year in a row I do parties with all the same people. Last year, I was actually able to obtain official event status for both of my events, which got us just a monumental amount of marketing and exposure. And doing that is actually what secured me my distribution for my record label. When I applied to the distributor and I said, "Hi, DJ Teresa, I'm interested in distribution," they didn't email me back. They picked up the phone and called me. Said, "Hi,
wow.
We're in Miami. We know exactly who you are. We will take your label site on theme." So, you know, sometimes when you're working that hard and you're down in it and it's overwhelming and it seems like a lot, you don't see any benefits out of it, maybe the benefits aren't right there, right then. And that's one of the other things that I know about Winter Music Conference is the things that you walk away with and the connections that you make, you don't always see the value of what happened right there and then. Because sometimes it's 6 months later that somebody gets back in touch with you or comes across your card again in the Rolodex and think, "Oh, yeah," you know, and then they have a new option or a new project for you. And year in again, the dedicated people that are at the core of this industry show up there. And when they see you showing up there every year, being a professional and being consistent, it just puts you on such a different playing field.
Awesome. I'm looking at the website for it's the 26th anniversary this year. In March 2011,
mm-hmm.
The actual dates aren't listed. Everything is said to be coming soon, but you can go on the website at www.miamiwmc.com, and you can get some of the information, look at some YouTube videos, see what's happening, read some chats, you know, follow them on Facebook and Twitter. You can also follow Think Big Radio on Facebook and Twitter. You know, just a little shout-out for the Think Big Radio. So you've been involved with this for how many years, Teresa?
Well, from, you know, a promotion for other DJs and nightclubs, like all told, I've been in the industry since 2003. I began seriously as a DJ in 2006. I began to learn. I had good experience as a promoter. I was having success building nights at different clubs with different DJs. So it was natural to take the next step. After I ran around promoting a bunch of DJs for a while, I realized that the best person I could promote was actually me. So I got more serious and I got it together, and within a year of saying, hey, I want to be a DJ, I had secured a residency at the top club in Tampa for house music in my genre that I want to play. And within 18 months of becoming a DJ, I was actually booked to play at a club in Ibiza, Spain, which, if you don't know what Ibiza, Spain is about, it's a little island off the coast of Spain, kind of southeast of Barcelona, and it's the club capital of the world. The top 10 clubs in the world are all on that little island, and they just, like, seriously rock this little rock in the Mediterranean like you could not imagine for 4 months in the summer. And all of the music that we listen to and all of the sound and all of the vibe and all of the hottest themes for clubs, everything originates in Ibiza. So to have gone from, hey, I want to be a DJ, to actually playing in the club capital of the world in 18 months was a pretty big goal, and I have to say I feel very satisfied in having reached that one.
Awesome. It is so exciting to hear you doing all these amazing things. Now, let's talk about, you've given us your book that you were, that you read. Oh, my contact about to fall out. I'm sorry. I was so excited trying to get back to your book. That was Finding Your Own North Star. Is there any other books or training things that you did that help you to, one, you know, find the confidence in yourself and then to just continue with your business?
Absolutely. Well, Finding Your Own North Star certainly helped me with internal confidence and, you know, confidence and really admitting to myself, okay, music is what I want, and I'm no longer going to compromise. From there, I read another book, and it's called Music, the Brain, and Ecstasy. And it's what it's about is how music captures our imagination. The author is Robert Jourdain. This is extremely analytical. Even though I'm a creative person, I'm a marketing major, I'm a statistics person, so I work in a very logical, analytical way on top of being creative. So I particularly appreciated this book because it broke down all of the different components of work, of music, and explained why it moves the human soul. And I thought, you know, if I'm going to sit down and make music, I think it's really smart I should make music people actually want to buy.
Right, right.
I mean, you can still be creative and make people a saleable product without selling out. So I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to make music, I want to make stuff that people will actually buy. And I found this to be a fantastic read. And then one of the other books that was incredibly useful is called Your Marketing Sucks by Mark Stevens. This is a hoot of a read. Absolutely hilarious. And everything in the book is just as candid as the cover sounds. And he really just, you know, pulls out the stops and explains it to you in a nuts and bolts fashion. And it's almost so simple you sit there like Beavis going, oh, yeah. And, you know, you're talking to a girl with a bachelor's in marketing from one of the top 10 colleges in the United States.
Okay.
So to read this little tiny paperback book and find massive epiphanies in it was really remarkable for me. One of the biggest foundations of this particular book is that marketing should always pay for itself. You know, there was a trend in business for a long while that you must have advertising campaigns and you must have PR campaigns, and these are expenses that you can't quantify results on. This book pushes you and to position where you start tracking and quantifying results to see what makes, you know, to see if it happens. For example, it costs money to build a website and host it every year. And as a business, how much new business are you getting off of that website? If you aren't bringing in 10 times as much revenue from that website as it's costing you to put it out there, it's a waste of marketing dollars. So it
that
really
is good.
Kind of geared home.
That's good. No, keep on, girl. Preach it. Tell it, girl. Tell it.
So, you know, those are the kind of things that I found incredibly useful there. And then, again, back to Winter Music Conference. They have breakouts and lots of different classes, and it covers, you know, tremendous amount, you know, tremendous segments, basically anything you want to know as it relates specifically to dance music, nightclub, entertainment industry is there, and the information's there to be had. And although maybe they don't go into great depth in the breakout sessions and whatnot, these are people, the people that are there are people that are volunteering from the industry, and they're people that you can reach out to and connect with later. And often they actually remember you being in their class.
Oh, that
maybe
is
that's
awesome.
Just me because I'm so memorable, you know?
Right, right. Well, I can see can't nobody forget you, sister girl. But, and you know, and I will tell you that in the early days when I was first getting involved with activities and event planning and things of that nature, you know, I toyed with artist promotions and things of that nature, and we went to the How Can I Be Down conference, the City of Dreams in New York. And, you know, it was amazing, but there was always that element of you're a woman. And, you know, you're just supposed to look pretty. And, you know, getting beyond that, and I see that, you know, you're a very beautiful person, but you know what? You got a head on your shoulder, sister. So I am really excited that we have some sisters out there like you. So,
okay.
Now, huh?
Thank
Go
you.
Go ahead, girl. She's a mama. She's a Sakola. She's on the wheels of steel. Is DJ Teresa. I am having a ball, as you can tell, interviewing you, sister. I'm having a ball, baby. So, okay. Now let's give something for the people before we head out. We got 12 minutes. We good, baby. So how about? Now, if you was in, now we know that you are meeting these people at this conference, and you're in elevators and taxi cabs and things of that nature. If someone asks what you do, give us your elevator speech, and that you tell them what you're doing from the time you get on the elevator to the time you get off, and they have a fully good idea of what you're doing and who you are as a business person.
Well, if you're in the conference, people obviously have their badge on, right? Their badge
right.
has their name and their company name. So the first thing I do, that's the first thing I do is pay attention to their badge and see what they're part of. And I try to find a way to open with something about what they're doing. Everybody loves to talk about themselves. It's easier to engage people in conversation if you ask a question instead of blur out whatever you want people to hear. If I can engage them in conversation and they're friendly and they start telling me a little bit about what they do, there's your opportunity. Well, hi, can I have your card? And when they hand you their card, boom, there goes yours. And you can 9 times out of 10, you know, find out where else they might be doing. And I like to pull other people, especially from Europe. You know, there's this big love affair back and forth. Europeans love America, America loves Europe, at least in my business. And they're so enamored when they get here. So I always like to get an overview from people. Hi, what are you here for? You know, what are you going to see today? What's hot for you? You know, what parties did you go to? What was the feedback like? You know, did you have a good time? Who'd you see? And it's just, the conversation just comes from everywhere. And it's no different when I travel to Europe. I mean, now granted, WMC, Winter Music Conference, is truly a business setting where people are really geared more for business kind of thing. But, you know, places like Ibiza, Spain, and Madrid, Spain are some capitals of where this music really starts from and comes from. So the business is there to be had, too. And I'm no different. I travel around the world by myself, honey. I got on a plane and went international for the first time for my gig in Ibiza, and I was terrified to get on the plane. I really had to want to be at the destination. And the same thing. The same thing. You know, it doesn't matter where I'm at. I'm walking down the sidewalk. Hi, how are you, man? I just stick out my hand. Hi, how are you? I'm Teresa. Easiest way to get a conversation going is to just say, hi, I'm Teresa. And you shut up. They'll talk to you.
Wow. Wow. That is awesome.
And I do the same thing. I've walked away from connections to work with, just people I met on the beach in Ibiza.
Wow.
I've talked to and met and networked with different people that work at all the different clubs. You know, these are steady people that go every summer, and I've stayed in touch with them. And lo and behold, these people are referring other people to me, to my record label. So there's business connections to be had everywhere, in the 7-Eleven, on the bus, in the taxi, in the elevator, in the air terminal, walking down the street. You know, I believe in making your own opportunities, and I can't stress that enough. So many people I run across in this business have a nonstop list of excuses. Well, I just have to get a new piece of equipment. I just have to get this new software. And my baby will be grown, and you know, I won't have to watch the baby all the time in a year. And it's like, you know, there's always an excuse and there's always a reason. Well, we can go around making excuses and reasons why we don't accomplish our goals our entire lifetime, or we can say forget that and make our own opportunity. And that's what
okay. Definitely. Wow, that is exciting. So you were afraid to fly?
Terrified. I was never a good air passenger. I'd only flown like 3 times before 9/11 happened. And when 9/11 happened, I was livid. I was like, I am never getting on another airplane again. There is nowhere in the world that I need to go that fast. And that was before I fell in love with my profession and what I do. And now I drive by the airport and I look up at the planes in the sky and I wish I was on it going somewhere.
Because I was just about to say, I said, sweetie, you can't drive to Hawaii, okay?
No, you can't drive to Hawaii and you can't drive to Ibiza. And, you know, I've had my international travel, the last three bits of travel I've done. I've done 3 tours in Spain in the last 18 months. I did Ibiza twice and I did a tour on the mainland last December. And it was truly, truly eye-opening. And I had such a phenomenal time. And again, all 3 times, I traveled by myself. I'm not afraid to go to another country. I'm not afraid to adventure to another place. I don't need to wait on someone else to go with me to make my dream happen. I don't need to wait on someone else to tell me it's okay to chase my dream. You just do it.
Wow. That is amazing. That is awesome. Wow. Ooh, girl, you're giving me goosebumps. Now, because I'm just going to get on the plane and I'm just going to fly away. Is there anything else you would like to tell us about it we might have missed, I might not have touched on? That's a burning issue that you just want to tell us about? Girl, is there anything we missed?
No, not at all. I want to thank you again for having me on the show. I've really enjoyed the conversation. You guys are always so gracious when I come on. So anytime you want me back, please let me know. I'd like to let the readers know about a couple of things. If you want to find out a little bit more about me, you can go to my website, which is djteresa.net. If you'd like to learn a little about the record label and see some of the releases that I've put out, it's Roja Records, R-O-J-A, records.com. And you can get to, you can go check out the information about the events I do during Winter Music Conference and some of the touring and travel I've done. If you visit either of those sites, you should find some link backs to things like that. So if people want to find out more about it, let them, you know, that's where to go. And I also do have an official syndicated podcast that's free on iTunes. So if people go to my website, djteresa.net, I also put out a monthly branded concept, a monthly podcast. It's called Ibiza Beach, which is all the music from Ibiza that's really hot and making the waves in the industry type of thing. So they can go and they can subscribe to it through my website. So I gave a freebie out.
Hey, a freebie, baby. Okay, we have a few more minutes now. Is there anyone you would like to thank for helping you get to this point?
It's a really long list, and it starts with Pedro M. I cannot thank this man enough for the faith that he's had in me. He's a promoter that I work for in Tampa, and we've kind of worked together for the last 5 or 6 years and supported each other back and forth, and he's like my music big brother. So some other people that worked with him, Tony Puccio, Christian, Shambhala, my roommate, Greg Howard, puts up with my noise on a regular basis because I am by no means a quiet person. And I just got to say the fans. The fans are the people that make me who I am, and I don't ever forget that.
That is awesome. I'm sending out your information on my Facebook, maybe telling folks to hit you up on my Twitter. You is being internationalized. Definitely. That is awesome. Now, okay, I pulled up some of the books that you mentioned. I did the Finding Your Own North Star, Your Marketing Sucks. What was the other book about music and your soul?
The other book is Music, the Brain, and Ecstasy. How music captures our imagination.
Okay. All right, so what we're going to do for our listeners, we're going to put it on our page so we can, you know, they want to see it, they can, you know, go find it and read it and, you know, see how you did it and see if they can find it, find their own place in it. This has been awesome. Now, we've thanked everybody. We done gave our shout-out. Now, Teresa, when is your next show?
Sunday night, I'll be playing at Mangroves in Soho. I have a new weekly residency there. Actually, no, my next show is Friday night. I'll be playing at Asia, Channelside, and downtown Tampa, which is one of the premier clubs in the area. And then Sunday night, I'll be playing at Mangroves. So I keep a really busy schedule. I don't have any international tour plans yet, but if I can do something maybe in Italy in the winter, that's possible. But I think it might be international tour plans might be like next summer for Ibiza. So
awesome. Okay,
now every week at home and home base.
Okay. You know, when I'm in town, you know, I want to be an international star like my girl.
You got it. You let me know, honey. I will hook you up with the red carpet treatment.
I'm on the VIP list, baby. I'm on the VIP. Teresa,
yes, you will love it. I can put you on a guest list for any of the best clubs. Just let me know.
Oh, see, there it is. You have sparked an interest in me, baby. You have sparked an interest. Give us your website one more time so we can make sure everyone has it.
Sure, it's www.djteresa.net and www.rojarecords.com.
Awesome. So, Teresa, I want to thank you. This has been an enlightening, awesome time with you. This girl, I just learned so much. I'm definitely going to put those books on my must-read list. You know, I just love reading. I, you know, just devour books. So anytime I get an opportunity to read some new books, especially something that's going to benefit me, as well as books that I can pass off to my students, I'm going to be working with some young ladies, and it's always, always nice to have other female role models that you can call upon and say, hey, here's my sister doing her thing, and, you know, we never know what your background story is, but what we do know is we do see the finished product of you being an international DJ, a woman holding it down, doing her own thing, making moves, and not afraid. And, you know, a lot of young ladies need to see women like you, and I'm so glad that you're out there doing what you do. Girl, I just want you to take a moment and hug yourself and say, pow-yow, because I'm mad.
I dig, definitely. Thank you so much. I'm over here
blushing,
huh?
Well, TJ, Teresa, girl, I want you to go ahead and do your thing. We will definitely make sure we shoot this to you so you can hear it. And I work at a school where they have a conservatory of music, and we have students that are in music tech. So I'm going to definitely pass that information on to them about that music conference.
I would be happy to come in and do a live guest speaker spot for you anytime for one of your music classes. That would be lovely.
I'm definitely going to have to put that on the things to do list because I would love to see some of our students, you know, looking at their career beyond, you know, just the things that they're learning in class. Any opportunity for them to reach out to meet people in the industry, I think it is awesome.
Awesome. Well, I would love to do that. And, you know, I really wish that I had seen someone like me that, you know, had it by the tail like I do, that was so passionate when I had people in my early adulthood telling me, oh, forget pursuing a dream, you know, do what everybody else does, go get a job and do the right thing. And I really wish I had had the kind of encouragement and role model that you're talking about. I'm more than honored and flattered and humbled that you would even put me in that category. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Teresa, and it is awesome to have you on here. We're about to head out. I'd like to thank you for listening to Think Big Radio, where big thinkers come to think and learn. All right. Woo! We're off the air, girl. You is awesome. I'm going to definitely put you down on our list of people to bring out. You know, you can come out, do your thing, talk to the youth, talk to our students, especially in our conservatory.
You're in North Carolina, right?
Yeah,
you're in North Carolina?
I'm in Ohio.
You're in Ohio?
Where
yeah, in
we
Ohio?
We are all over the country. We are all over the country. For real, for real.
Okay.
So,
I could try to plan. I actually do have a booking agent, and if I tell him where I want to go do things, he can try to secure me gigs, and I could probably do something in your area if we want to try to do a speaker engagement. I could do speaker engagement free class and the music people, and then I could try to get him to set up some bookings for me around that.
Oh,
definitely.
We're
going to
work that out.
So, yeah, can you send me an email with details of where your school's at? And I'm not connected to school right now, so I don't know what the session times are. You know, I kind of need an idea on when sessions are in for your class.
Oh, definitely.
And,
yeah, we'll let you know.
And I'll have him try to scout some opportunities for me. If I can scout some paid gigs to cover my transportation to go back and forth, I'd be happy to come to a guest spot for you.
Girl, you know what? Thank you so much. You are awesome.
You're welcome.
You are awesome. Huh? I got all your information right here. I'm putting it in my folder. So when I come out of my meeting, I can work on it.
Okay.
But I had an enjoyable time with you this evening, Ms. DJ Teresa. I'm about to go to your website.
I did too. Thank you.
Get my music on, baby.
Well, thank you, podcast. I love it.
Oh, I'm definitely going to have to hit up the podcast. Thank you so much, and I'll be talking to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm done.